Oh, yeah, it's 6:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-been, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex. And I bring you this steaming pile of comp cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Yeah. Anyway, on Monday, I believe it was Monday, Sir George Martin passed away. He of the Beatles producing George Martins. And a lot of people associate him with the Beatles collectively and individually. Also producing British comedy. But he also stepped outside the box. Prior, in between that time of producing comedy and the Beatles, and then afterwards, so I'm going to start off the show with a couple of different type of tracks. 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to touch base. 73800 on the Tufts University campus. Yes, WMFO is community radio, educational radio, freeform radio. It's whatever they're making us call it this week on the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Okay. Let's get going. These are Desperate Hours.
Sunrise, she come with the dawning. to ride every day.
From the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:13 Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, the station who wants you to know that the support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. This is a message brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and your friends here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, just heard something brand new. Well, it's not brand new. It was recorded and released in 1966, but I got off a compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volumes 5 and 6, recently released on the Crypt label. The name of the band was called the Thunderbirds. The track was called Little Girl, or Hey Little Girl. And it was originally released on the Century label, kind of a mid-major label, actually. And before that, sorry, my apologies to Mike Murray. I didn't know I had the pot down on CD1. But anyway, before that, you had two produced by George Martin that weren't the Beatles or Cilla Black or Chad and Jeremy. You heard Rolf Harris from 1962 in the original version of Sun Arise. It's covered by Alice Cooper in his Love It to Death LP in 1970. Then we kicked off the show with Cheap Trick from 1980 from the All Shook Up LP. Yes, it was produced by George Martin and just got back. Anyway, if you want to relive the horror, you can always download past episodes of The Desperate Hours. The most recent ones you can get at www.wmfo.org, or you can go to older ones at podomatic.com and reference The Desperate Hours. Although I only have one up right now, I'm having trouble uploading them. So that's the way it goes. Anyway. So, that's how you get old best episodes of the Desperate Hours. And if you want to unhear what you just heard, head on over to the Independent like you can every Thursday evening. And listen to John Funky sling vinyl to whenever, from 10 to whenever. And also Club Linehan Agogo, my buddy MJ Quirk, his band. I believe it's at 9 o'clock they'll be going on. That's at downstairs, Club Bohemia downstairs at the Cantab in Central Square. Am I hanging in there for a minute? I got to cue something up. These are the Desperate Hours. Some queued up now. These guys are going to be at Store 54 in Austin in a couple of weeks. This is stupidity.
see all the things you've been trying to hide.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Right by my side. Whoa, yes I do. Stop.
tonight by request, Dr. Feelgood from the Malpractice LP. Came out in 1975 on Columbia. And their take on I Can Tell. It's a request for Quincy, I think. Anyway, before that, I threw something in. So I thought it fit, and actually I think it did fit. I think I'll prove to be right when I do my QC on my show. Manu Dibango from 1973 in the Atlantic label, and Sol Marcosa. I love that song, I really do. And then before that, the Diabolics from 1995 on the Screaming Apple label, Channeling the Hatfields, and Yes I Do. Then we kicked it off with Stupidity. We'll be playing at Store 54 on Harvard Avenue, Allston. I believe it's a week from this coming. Yes, I believe it's a week from this coming Saturday, I think. I got to look. I was invited. I hardly ever go out because I'm too old. I get tired. I don't know. Maybe I'll get there. I know I'm going to the Remain show. And I know I'm going to the Sonic show. So maybe you can buy me a drink. Or whatever. I'm married. I don't have any money. 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you want to touch base. 73800 on the Tufts University campus. Yes, WMFO is all that and a bag of chips broadcasted from the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Anyway, coming up in about an hour and a half will be the lounge with Danny and Stephanie, and who knows who else. Will you like it? Will you enjoy it? That's all that matters. These are Desperate Hours.
Thank you. Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Over and out.
your friend. If you honor and ye, gonna love the same. Gonna love the same. I just don't care.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Just heard The Milkshakes from their reunion album. Came out in 1991 on Vinyl Japan. 1992, I'm sorry, on Vinyl Japan. The track was called Hocus Pocus. Before that, you heard The Pretty Things from their self-titled LP. Came out originally on the Fontana label in 1965. But I got off the reissue. Came out on Snap-on Media in 1998. It's one of those enhanced CDs, and I never bothered looking at the video. I don't care about that stuff. I just want to hear the music. Anyway, before that, the Outcasts did Set Me Free, a single that came out on Decca. And I think members from that band went on to form another band. I don't know. This happens all the time. And then before that, we kicked off the set with The Banshees, a track originally released on the Dunwich label, 1966, called Project Blue. I got off the Best Of thing, you know, the compilation. Oh, yeah, the Dunwich record store. It came out in 91 on the Sundays label. 617-627-3800. It's the number to call if you want to touch base, 73800 on the Tufts campus. Come on, you young whippersnappers. You know you want to call. Anyway, Hey, you know, if you want to make an ID, you can become a star. A star, I tell you. All you got to do is record it on your mobile device or your stationary device like a PC. Turn it into a WAV or an MP3 and then email it to me. You got to email it. I'm having trouble downloading from other venues, as it were, or so to speak. So email it to me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's CoffeeandSmokes at verizon.net. So go ahead and do that. You know you want to. And then go over, if you're on Facebook, and you know you are, admit it. Go on over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. It's a Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. And I'll be most grateful. Anyway, I'm going to head and hurtling towards the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. I don't know what I'm going to play. Actually, I'm going to play a bunch of Boston-centric tunes by people from, bands from Boston. I wish they were from Boston. And, whatever. They're going to be shooting the movie Patriots Day, which is about the marathon bombings. They're going to be shooting part of it right in the town I live in. I don't know if it'll be in my neighborhood, because I think my neighborhood, the house is a little too far apart. I'm guessing what neighborhood, I'm pretty sure what neighborhood they will be filming it in. But anyway, yes. So it'll be right down the street. I remember they filmed this, they redid a strip joint near my house for an Adam Sandler film. And the staging area was right in front of my house. You know, you can only live, brag about it so long before they start getting in the way. These are Desperate Hours.
doing it in Boston too. Well, Boston really jumps, they shake the trees. Everybody's doing the twist and freeze. You can do it too, here's all you gotta do. Just go around and around and around and around. Free. Round and around and around and around and free. Round and around and around and around and free. Even Boney Maroney, Skinny Minnie, and Peggy Sue. Come on, everyone now, watch me and I'll show you how. Round and around and around and around and free. Round and around and around and around and free. Round and around and around and around and free. Thank you.
is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Shine.